Hey. Now just get in. And close the door. And put your foot down.
Hello, Audio Boom. This is Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. I hope you're all well. I am now on October Day 3, and songs that you remember from your childhood. Oh, this is awesome. What an awesome song. It's called, Driving Away From Home, and it's immaterial. It's an early 80s song, 82-ish, I think, something like that. Now, I do have memories that go back further than this, but really, obviously, you get to that age in life where, you know, there's a main sort of decade or whatever or so that's your era, isn't it? And mine was, like, certainly the 1980s. But very early on, as a child, I had a sense of sort of adventure and what's after this horizon, what's after this corner, what happens if you go down that road and turn that way, what happens if you go across that field, what happens if when you're at the sea and you look over on the horizon, where does that go? And my dad would always tell me, you know, where these places were, you know, so what's beyond the sea when you look out the sea to Wales or wherever, South Wales or wherever it was we used to go. And this song just kind of speaks about all that. It's all about, you know, oh, you can keep going a bit further. If you do another 40 miles, you'll end up at, like, I don't know, Newcastle. And if you end up going another 40 miles or 50 miles or whatever, you'll end up at Glasgow. And I just love the idea of this song that bounces along and sort of looking out the window. One of my favourite memories would be that I tried to look out the window and see what I could see as a very, very severely sight impaired person. And the wind, either from the window being open or the air vent on my face, and, you know, just like talking to my dad about where we were going and what we were doing and the next horizon and what was down this hill, was just something I've always had a question over and always a wonderment as to what the world's about. Of course, you know, I can't just share one song, I mean, because that would just be awful, wouldn't it? I mean, it's like, you know, we should be able to improvise a little bit. I'm going to quit listening to this and then I'll bring something else in. Without a care in the world. And then, for anyone that knows their 80s, this song, I'm not going to tell you who it is. So, you know, you wouldn't really find me around in the 70s listening to music, and, you know, I mean, in sort of, you know, the early 80s, I would have been, I don't know, like 12, 13, something like that. I just wasn't to be found really in the 70s, and I will get to some of that, as I said earlier, music memories, but in the different context that's already been sort of suggested on the Octava topics boom. If you want to go and follow that, then you can find out what other topics there are. But yeah, Howard Jones, man, when he came along. And I know this wasn't his first hit. Obviously, it was a new song. But this song, just, I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. I loved the keyboards. I loved the pad sounds that he was using. and then the solos, and just how talented he really, well, still is. I've actually met him as well, but I don't want to go on about that. It's like, well, I was at Ronnie Scott's jazz club. I am. I've actually met Howard Jones, and I said to him, oh, you know, I was going to join your fan club when I was little. And I said, but me and my mate decided not to. And he went, oh, I'm really glad about that. He said, because fan clubs are a bit sad, aren't they? We're teenagers. And I thought, I love you, mate. But I love the lyrics to his songs. I mean, I know he was a real pop artist, but his lyrics are absolutely fantastic. I'm going to just share one more of his songs as we come to the end of this. So that was What Is Love. And then he came out with this. Talking about lyrics. We're going to listen to this. The last song that I'm going to sort of offer. This is called Hide and Seek. And I think it was his... Let me see. That was the first one. What was the second one? It was either the third or fourth song. I think Pearl in the Shell might have been the fourth song. I'm not sure. But Hide and Seek. What a mysterious song this is. You know, and it was like... And then... My friend and I, like, it's the Fonsamondo. We had a keyboard, he had keyboards, and still does, but all these keyboards and in a little stack and that, and then we would do all these songs, you know, we'd do these hide and seek by Howard Jones, and it was Steve that would play the keyboards, and I would, sing and stuff with him, and that kind of thing. And that music was such an influence in my life. I've crashed the vocals a bit, but hey. Listen to this. Just a wisdom hum. There was a being and he lived on his own. He had no one to talk to and nothing to do. He drew up the plan. So there isn't enough. I've just been trying to think about this. It's been planned. There isn't enough I could say in a few minutes, really, about how influential the music memories were for me in, you know, the early 80s, and how, you know, that listening to songs like this and the lyric and enjoying the music and the way it was put together. I don't know if I ever thought about it quite like that, but certainly I knew that I would be music would always be more to me than just I don't know, the sound or something. It would be deeply ingrained within me. And then, you know, I went on to play drums and later on keyboards, and now, you know, that investment has just given me so much joy, so I can listen to music as much as play it. I'm going to let you listen to the rest of this song because I need to get going. Parrot's calling me, oddly. But yeah, I really hope you've enjoyed this, and everyone, keep doing this. It's really good fun. If you haven't caught up, catch up. Let's hear what you've got to offer. Music and its diversity and the enjoyment and the pleasure that it brings. This has been Paul Hopkins, and I'll speak to you all soon.
distant, distant home.